Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside the Riverland Roofing Studios, the little house up top, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs. It's riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. Contact them today. Few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss in the NIL space, the name, image, and likeness space. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Ben Garrett on Talk of Champions, another edition of Talk of Champions. I write and cover and talk about your Ole Miss Rebels all day, every day at the Ole Miss Spirit. OMSpirit.com, an affiliate of On Three. We've got a lot to cover today. It's signing day, the first of two signing days, and Ole Miss did work on signing day. Also, the college football playoff rankings release was on Tuesday. Ole Miss was all but assured Tuesday night that it's going to be left out of the 12-team field following championship weekend coming up this weekend. And Ole Miss has no one to really blame but themselves, and we'll get into all of it. They spent, again, this Wednesday signing the best high school recruiting class in Lane Kiffin's five seasons at Ole Miss, and that's a good thing because wide receiver is now depleted, officially depleted. Juice Wells has accepted an invite to the East-West Shrine Game, all but guaranteeing that he has been one and done, will be one and done at Ole Miss after transferring in from South Carolina. The only known commodity left in that room is Caden Lee, but Ole Miss signed on Wednesday five-star in-state wide receiver Caleb Cunningham, the number one prospect in Mississippi, the number three wide receiver. Winston Watkins committed and signed with Ole Miss on Wednesday, another four-star wide receiver. And Ole Miss is going to go portal hunting too, already after a number of different players, including Micah Hudson, the Texas Tech transfer wide receiver, a former five-star prospect. They're going after Jonte Cook, former four or five-star that transferred from Texas, and other options are going to emerge as well throughout the portal. So it's a busy time. Yes, Ole Miss in the college football playoff, that dream looks like, and maybe some craziness happens. Maybe all hell breaks loose and Ole Miss finds a way to sneak in. But if the committee has it its way, then Ole Miss is going to be left out. Ole Miss doesn't have a non-competitive loss. That's where we really need to start here, because I want to talk about recruiting. I want to talk about basketball and how Chris Beard has got the boys playing some high-level basketball and could this year with this roster match the greatest achievement in Ole Miss basketball history, which is one and only, 16, Sweet 16 appearance. And I think he could do even better than that with this team. So much to cover. But let's start again with the college football playoff rankings. I said it at the top, and I mean it. Ole Miss has no one to blame but themselves here. But first, we have to acknowledge that Ole Miss and its resume is better than Alabama and South Carolina. There's been a lot of discourse out there on the internet in regards to South Carolina getting a late push and being the flavor of the week and Alabama, where it was ranked considering its losses. And I went through all the resumes, and if you look at them objectively, blind resumes, Ole Miss does have the best resume. I disagree with a few other national guys out there that I've seen that have said that Alabama's got a better resume than Ole Miss. Alabama and South Carolina have non-competitive losses. First of all, Ole Miss beat USC by 24 at their place in UGA by 18. Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina, first of all, have 7 wins against top 25 teams. This really shouldn't even be a discussion because the ACC shouldn't get an automatic qualifier. Now, SMU, if they beat Clemson, are going to be that automatic qualifier, and they have a good resume. But even 3-loss SEC teams like Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Alabama have a better objective resume than even SMU. The ACC has 0 wins, where the SEC, those 3 teams I just mentioned, Alabama, Ole Miss, and South Carolina, 7 wins against top 25 teams. The ACC as a conference has none. Clemson never had a case for inclusion these last few weeks. They climbed 5 spots last week and before their loss to South Carolina after beating the Citadel. And despite blowout losses at home to Louisville and a neutral site loss to Oregon where they were beat up, their best wins are still Pitt and Virginia Tech. And yet, if they win the SEC championship game over SMU, they're in. It's a ridiculous process. But you knew this was a ridiculous process. As an Ole Miss fan, you were well aware that Ole Miss could leave, no doubt. And the fact that they were, I would say, 4 plays away from being 12-0 makes it that much harder. But at the end of the day, it's the Kentucky loss. It's the albatross hanging over the neck of Ole Miss in its postseason resume. Yes, those fourth down conversions against Kentucky, or those first fourth down conversions for Kentucky and LSU, if you could just gotten one of them, Ole Miss is safely and probably hosting number 5 or 6 in the country. Drop touchdowns against Florida by Juice Wells and Jordan Watkins. And Wells, like I mentioned at the top, he's gone after accepting an invite to the East-West Shrine Bowl on Wednesday. Now, I think we can safely say Juice was a disappointment at Ole Miss. He'll be most remembered, I think, for his drops, including 2 in each of the last 2 games of the regular season, 1 at Florida that would have at least tied the game. And yet, he's gone, and the wide receiver room pretty depleted. His fumble through the back of the end zone against South Carolina, his former team, sticks out to me, too, because through that whole discourse about South Carolina and how well they're playing at the end of the year, if that touchdown counts, it's even worse of a loss for South Carolina at home to Ole Miss. It was an absolute beatdown. And Lenoris Sellers, yes, he was hurt, but he played. And they couldn't score a touchdown. They couldn't get down there. And I love what Lane Kiffin said earlier this week. If they were still playing, I'm not sure South Carolina would have ever scored a touchdown the way that Ole Miss was dominating. So at least the Gamecocks were ranked in those college football playoff rankings behind Ole Miss and isn't making it in either. Head-to-head still matters at least a little bit, because if South Carolina would have jumped Ole Miss, what are we doing here? Head-to-head games have to matter. Clemson is their best win of the year, and South Carolina lost to both Ole Miss and Alabama. They're out. But that Kentucky loss, that's what it is. That's what's hanging across Ole Miss's neck as the albatross for its postseason resume. That one loss, in my opinion, has been everything that has kept Ole Miss out. Oklahoma can go beat up on Alabama because Alabama is Alabama, and you're leaving it to stuffy old men in suits, corporate suits. Of course, Alabama is going to get the benefit of the doubt over Ole Miss. Equal 9-3 teams, you knew that going in. If I told you at the end of the year, all right, just answer this as honest as you can. Alabama and Ole Miss will both be 9-3, and it'll be down to one of those two to make the playoff. Who do you think is getting in? Every single one of you would go, oh, Alabama because, and you know what the because is of. The because is of what has been long-held biases in college football. Alabama has been the standard bearer for many, many years. Well, of course, Nick Saban isn't there anymore, but those things don't just die off with one Kalen DeBoer disappointing season. They're always going to get the benefit of the doubt, especially in a binary choice with Ole Miss. That one loss, that Kentucky loss, is the reason why Ole Miss isn't in, because they have the best win of any of the playoff contenders with that 18-point dominant win over Georgia. Alabama beat Georgia by 7 at home. Ole Miss again by 18. The Tide squeaked by South Carolina by 2. Still, they should be ranked ahead of South Carolina. I'm saying Alabama shouldn't be ahead of Ole Miss. Ole Miss won by 24 on the road and should have again been 30 or more if Juice doesn't fumble the ball away. And now Juice will leave unceremoniously, and Caden Lee's the lone constant sure thing in that wide receiver room, but opportunity abounds. And I think what this really means, Juice's departure, is not that Ole Miss was going to recruit to potentially replace him anyway. That's just the way it is. I think this was Ole Miss isn't upset that Juice accepted the invitation. They would have loved to have him back and, again, make him more like the 2022 Juice Wells, who was arguably the best wide receiver in the SEC. Unfortunately, he was more this year like he was in 2023 when he suffered an injury and never recovered from it, and he was not the same. He wasn't the same explosive player this year, though he still went over 500 yards, did some good things, but Ole Miss wants to reinvent that room in many ways. If Barry and Brown from Kentucky gets in, Ole Miss will be all over him. Already mentioned the Texas Tech wide receiver Michael Hudson, Jonte Cook. There are a number of options for Ole Miss. I'm not worried about wide receiver. If anything, it has clarified what I thought from the beginning. Yeah, Juice Wells would have been a nice crutch if you're getting the Juice Wells that you thought you were getting. This Juice Wells was terribly inconsistent. And the first thing I thought when I saw that he'd accepted the invitation to the East-West Shrine game, locking up his departure, essentially. Oh, Aiden Williams, I think, is absolutely going to hang around a little bit longer. Not to say that he was guaranteed to get in the portal anyway, but that has been a long-held rumor that Aiden, because of the lack of playing time, because of the options in front of him, all these things, was going to get into the portal this offseason. Here he is still a part of the program. Now, he could get in, but I think from all I've heard and the people I've talked to that he'll give it a go in the spring, see where he stands and all those, because there's never been a clearer path for him to play at the highest level in the SEC. If he left, he would have to drop down like so many others have done, and then they've disappeared into obscurity. I mentioned Barry and Brown, for example, a former four-star just like Aiden Williams. I don't know where Barry is. I hope he's balling out. But if the pathway is one guy, Caden Lee, and anybody else, it's up for grabs, Aiden Williams would do well to hang around for the spring. And I think that's what Ole Miss is talking about with him specifically, competing, making this the breakout year. And you would love to see Aiden Williams get a real opportunity, real run out there, especially considering he's wearing the Ole Miss wide receiver number one, Laquan Ward, A.J. Brown Ward, Jonathan Mingo. When they put that on him as a true freshman, they knew exactly what they were doing. So don't let anybody twist it one way or another. Aiden Williams can play football, and now he's got a real clear path. And I'm curious if maybe Juice Wells' high NIL number and all that stuff continued to keep him on the field, even when we were told with the lack of usage for Ulysses Bentley, it was purely a football reason, and yet he was better than all the running backs and didn't play. Juice was not performing, and there were no repercussions, no Aiden Williams. Is that more Aiden Williams isn't good enough? I don't think so, or Juice was just – his number was so high. I think it was a business decision more than anything else, to the detriment of Ole Miss that's going to be left out of the college football playoff. But that's the first thing I thought when I saw that news. But back to the Ole Miss and Alabama breakdown. I love how On Three's Ari Wasserman put it. Alabama and Ole Miss are basically indistinguishable on paper. The committee threw Miami in the middle like a cupboard partition to make sure there was no confusion about who was going to get in if SMU beats Clemson. It's going to be Alabama. They protected themselves. They, in their eyes, or at least I can see the rationale, chose the least hard path. Put Alabama in and keep Ole Miss as the first or second team out. Miami, because you want ACC and a diverse field, not the best teams. It needs to be about the best teams. We all agree with that. But when you leave it to biases and old stuffy men in suits in boardrooms, this is what happens. So I wasn't surprised, and you shouldn't have been surprised either, but you should be disappointed because it is the Kentucky loss, but also Ole Miss's season this year, great as it was historically, what it's meant comparatively to past Ole Miss seasons, nine wins. Ole Miss fans are always going to be thrilled for nine wins, but by the same token, they can be disappointed in this group specifically because of losses like Kentucky, which cannot be explained away, compounded by inexplicable coaching decisions like the Bentley one or Ole Miss finishing second in game control but still finishing with three losses. That's despite the best Ole Miss defense in the modern era. It was Lane Kiffin's offense. It was a disjointed mess more often than it wasn't. And Ole Miss scored 450 points this season, held opponents to 166. There's no reason why Ole Miss shouldn't be undefeated, let alone have three losses. But I do want to touch on one thing in regards to Ole Miss's resume and why I still think there is a chance. Committee spokesperson Ward Manuel said there's no data point. He said this Tuesday night after they announced the rankings and Ole Miss is 13. There is no data point that can move the teams not playing this weekend. So that means if Georgia beats up on Texas, which very well could happen, all of us are unconvinced that Texas is as good as they've been treated, Ole Miss would have an 18-point win over the eventual SEC champ. By far, the best of all the playoff contenders and made even more strong. How is that not a data point? How is that not a data point? Because Ole Miss isn't Alabama. Ole Miss or Georgia isn't the number 13 team, and Ole Miss is playing Texas. And if they won, then of course Georgia's getting in. No, the point is Ole Miss was never going to win a 9-3 argument with Alabama in a worse strength of schedule. Period. But mostly because it's Alabama. The 3-touchdown loss at Oklahoma for Alabama should have been a nail in their coffin. But corporate suits are always going to defer to Alabama in a binary choice. They're only thinking about the bottom line. And Alabama, let's be honest, is best for business.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With CSpire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire, customer inspired.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Ever get the feeling you're being watched online? It's data brokers. They collect your personal info, your browsing habits, where you live, and who you're related to, and then sell it to the highest bidder. Aura helps stop that. Aura automatically removes your personal info from data broker sites and keeps it off. It also monitors the dark web, protects your devices, alerts you to real-time threats, and more. Start your free trial at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen for your free trial.
So just bring on the computers already. I mean, Ole Miss was number 8, I'm pretty sure, in the latest ESPN FBI rankings. A 5-spot difference between what the computers and biased old men got to say. Bizarre. It just shows you that rank the best teams, forget the conferences, forget the championship games. It's all nonsense. Rank the best teams according to computer strength of schedule, all the things that we thought mattered head-to-head. It's a little combination of the BCS model and this new ridiculous model, which can you imagine if the NFL postseason was decided this way? Or any postseason. College football is the best sport on earth. And yet, the absurdity of a selection process for its postseason has and will always continue to be bizarre, defying logic. The playoff is the right move. The playoff is not the problem. The problem is the selection of teams. And it's not just because Ole Miss is going to get left out. It's because it should just be based on a set of criteria, rigid structure that you can plug in as data points in a computer, not data points in the mind of stupid idiots like me, actual data points that can be taken into account on a spreadsheet, for God's sake, strength of schedule, head-to-head. It's just like basketball. College basketball, unlike college football, if you lose a close game to a good team, you're actually rewarded for it. as long as you continue to win games you're supposed to and your resume falls, like you don't get held. It doesn't get held against you that you lost to Purdue by two in the Rady's Children Invitational. That's what happened with Ole Miss. No, that's still, yes, it's a quad one loss, but it's a really good loss on a neutral site. And if Ole Miss, they're valuing, in my opinion, a loss to Kentucky way more than the Georgia win, which is only because it's Ole Miss. Basketball, losses like that don't cripple you, don't hurt you. And apparently in college football, it's only about the amount of losses you have. Because if Alabama had only two losses, there's no doubt. If Ole Miss only had two losses, it just doesn't make any sense. Actually consider the games that are being played. The absurdity of this selection process skews everything for college football. But if you're an Ole Miss fan and you're frustrated today, I'm not with you on that one. My response was a collective, it's about right. It's kind of what I figured would happen. And if you're being honest with yourself, that's exactly what you thought was going to happen too. I'm just glad to see that South Carolina didn't jump Ole Miss because they didn't deserve to. So South Carolina, welcome. Welcome to the party of always trying to get validation that these old stuffy idiots aren't going to give you. I do agree that South Carolina is one of the best teams in college football playing at the end of the year. I don't know why Miami's in. I don't know why Clemson's considered a lock or why Clemson would be a lock with the automatic bid in the ACC. So much about this is bizarre. And now we have to first move on to the Citrus Bowl, wherever Ole Miss is going to be, but also recruiting the best high school class signed under Lane Kiffin on Wednesday. And basketball. Basketball deserves your support. They jumped from net number 55 to net number 27 with their blowout win over Louisville. Not a great start for Chris Beard and company to the season, playing Grambling in South Alabama close. But since, the Rebels have a 15-point win over Colorado State, an 11-point neutral site win over BYU, and now the 23-point beatdown at, granted, shorthanded Louisville. But no team from 55 to 27 moving in the net for Ole Miss, no team in the top 75 had a larger or more significant climb. They have now one. They're now 1-1 in quad one opportunities, 1-0 in quad twos, in quad threes, and 4-0 in quad fives. I love the way John Rothstein put it. These Rebels are tracking in a lot of ways to Chris Beard's second season at Texas Tech when the Red Raiders reached the Elite Eight. And that sounds lofty, but did you watch these Rebels play? Probably not, because your Tuesday was consumed with the college football playoff rankings that you knew were coming. You were living on hope, almost had, I think, going in, a 3.3% chance to make it. You're telling me there's a chance, but let's be honest, you weren't surprised. Ole Miss is going to the Citrus Bowl. Enjoy your Christmas at Disney World. Doesn't sound so bad. In 2009, that's all any of us ever wanted, but Ole Miss had to settle for the Cotton Bowl after a disappointing loss in the Egg Bowl. This disappointment is a lot different. This disappointment was completely self-inflicted. The greatest argument for Ole Miss's inclusion, the non-competitive losses, the 13 combined points and three losses, is also what's holding them back. Well, why did you lose to Kentucky? Losing to LSU that finished 8-4. The Florida loss was, I don't care what anybody says. Here's my hottest take. That game was a great football game. Florida is ascending. Honestly, it should be treated like a college basketball loss. They shouldn't have been hurt for it, but of course they are, because all this committee cares about is the number of losses you have, not the quality of anything. Fortunately, head-to-head still does matter because South Carolina didn't jump Ole Miss. But you shouldn't have been surprised. And if you were, God bless you. I wish I was still there with you and the optimism that you had, because it didn't surprise me. It didn't surprise me. Like, it didn't surprise me that Jackson Dart won the Connerly. Of course he did. He's going down as one of the most accomplished and greatest Ole Miss, not just quarterbacks, but players in school history. All of it, however, coming against the backdrop of what this season was supposed to be, a title chase, and they're going to fall short. And I appreciate Lane Kiffin's very public campaigning for inclusion. Doesn't hide over the fact that he needs to make staff changes. Will he do that? I've heard some things, but nothing particularly concrete, and let's be honest. Staff stuff happens, can happen at any point, and they're signing these players today. They got another signing period coming. They're going to make sure they get players in the boat. You can get assistance when you get assistance. So if you're thinking, oh, what, the lack of staff movement or there isn't anything happening, what is he doing? remember, there are levels to this now. And whoever might be leaving at some point, look, they finally got Shekai Mills-Knight signed. They think you can start next year. Now you can start talking about Kevin Smith. It's shitty, but it's also the game. The game is the game, and this is big business. As Tuesday night proved with a committee that left Ole Miss out, or seemed to. But Ole Miss basketball is doing what everyone asked of it when Andy Kennedy was winning 20 games and falling just short. This team is not only going to win 20 games again, but it could easily match the greatest accomplishment in Ole Miss history, one Sweet 16 appearance. By the way, Jackson Dart winning the Connolly Trophy, which is awarded annually to Mississippi's best football player. That's four Rebels in the last 5 years, but the first since Quinshon Judkins in 2022. Man, what a way to wrap up this season talking about Quinshon again, but we have to ask the real question now. Should they have paid him? Yes. Yes, they should have. That one mistake. Because once Lane lost confidence and Ulysses Bentley decided he wasn't good anymore, zero carries against Florida. I still can't process it. And he said it was a football reason. He told me that one-on-one in his office is a football reason. But the football reasons don't make sense. But we're past that. That guy is past that here in the Riverland Roofing Studios. Because Ole Miss basketball deserves your attention. We talk always about recruiting, what's coming next. We hit on Juice Wells leaving. But the big winners today, number one, Ole Miss recruiting, because high school class was great. But the second big Ole Miss winner today is Ole Miss basketball. Because maybe now you'll start to notice what Chris Beard is building out. Got 6 to 8 legitimate next-level prospects. Trey Davis, he looks like the lead dude for this team. Led Ole Miss with a career-best 18 points against one of his former teams in Louisville on Tuesday night. And Ole Miss dominated that game from start to finish. Made that huge jump in the net, almost 30 spots with this one win. Trailed by only 18 seconds in the game. Ole Miss basketball deserves your attention, so pay attention to what they're doing. Edward Klofke, a freshman, he's got the potential to be an incredible 3-and-D in the SEC. He's already contributing to winning. 8 points at Louisville, 3 of 3 from the floor, 2 of 2 from three. John Bull was the third McDonald's All-American ever added by Ole Miss, and he right now can barely see the floor because of what's in front of him, these decorated transfers, including Malik Dia, who almost went to the NBA before ever coming to Ole Miss. And fortunately, he's gotten off to a little bit of a slow scoring start, but that's because Ole Miss could have 5 or 6 dudes in double-digit scoring every single night. Davin Barnes, the Sam Houston transfer, scores 11 points last night, 5 of 8 shooting. It can be anyone, and Malik Dia led him in rebounding. The fact that they have these wealth of options, Sean Padula, another one, 16 points last night, these wealth of options, and we haven't even touched on Matthew Morrell, a fifth-year senior who is a next-level prospect, and Jamin Brakefield. Ole Miss basketball is doing the thing. And now you can actually turn your full focus to it. You want to be a basketball school? You want to be one that makes the NCAA tournament? The demands you made on previous coaches, you're getting that with Chris Beard. So go out there and support. Back them up. Because football lets you down. 3 losses this year. I don't care what anybody says. Yes, 9-3 historically. Great season. Ole Miss fans are never going to go, oh, that was some bull. That was terrible. Over 9 wins, like Alabama's disappointing. They still get to go to the playoff. Ole Miss just knows, fans know. You have to leave no doubt with the committee, number one, and 9 wins, never going to take it for granted. But also, we remember what everyone was saying. And look at the Pro Football Focus grading. 6 projected right now with Pro Football Focus. 6 top 2 round selections, all but one of them on defense. That's what it comes down to, the Ole Miss offense. Lane, those decisions, you let them down. And of course you got left out. Of course you're sitting on the outside looking in. If you're surprised, why? There's nothing to be surprised about. But big winners on this Wednesday for me, at least. Number one, I got to give it to Ole Miss basketball. They're rolling. They're doing everything in the non-con you could potentially hope for with a legitimate contender. They're flexing those contender muscles. Second, Ole Miss's high school recruiting class. Yes, Caleb Cunningham. But I love Winston Watkins into a room that is now depleted with Juice Wells gone. Now, freshman wide receivers have a hit-or-miss track record under Lane Kiffin of making an impact. But when you lose guys like Juice Wells to replace them with the number one prospect in Mississippi, then another four-star speedster that you love to pair with Caden Lee, knowing what they're going to do in the portal. Yeah, I'd be pretty fired up if I was an Ole Miss fan. And then the third big winner for me, Jackson Dart, because he won the Connerly Award and he won the Connerly Trophy to cap his career. He's not going to get to compete for a title like everyone thought he would this year in the Last Dance stuff, but he needs to be considered a winner. I was looking, though, at other – I wanted to potentially say that I want – or I was potentially going to rank as a winner Ole Miss's portal pursuits, but that doesn't make any sense because here are some names who I'm hearing so far that Ole Miss is going to be actively – recruiting or in the game with him. Barrion Brown gets in from Kentucky, put him right up there at the top. Jaheim Otis, we've already talked about, the defensive tackle transfer from Alabama. Kentucky defensive lineman Keyshawn Silver is going to be expensive. He's a former North Carolina transfer, but he could be a Walter Nolan replacement as early as next year, and they would love to add him potentially. Of course, ULM star, true freshman running back. There he is, the running back, Ahmad Hardy. Ole Miss is going to be involved with him. He rushed for over 1,351 yards. Here's the thing, though. Ole Miss loves Shekhi Mills Knight. And they flipped the Clardy. Did they flip the – I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the Texas running back, the four-star running back, they liked him too. But Shekhi Mills Knight is going to get some real run here. But they're going to be in on transfer running backs. They have no choice. I mean, look at – Rashad Amos is also already in the portal. Not that he even played, but missed evaluations at that spot particularly. Really let Ole Miss down and kept Ole Miss from making the college football playoff. Ulysses Bentley not getting his usage will never make sense. C.J. Hurd, star freshman safety from FAU, is a name to watch. And I had some other ones, but I can't find them on my phone. So there's some names to tease you with to leave you on this Wednesday, this quick setup. I'm sorry. If it felt like I was rushing or talking like a million miles a minute, it's because I was. I am running behind on this Wednesday. I meant to do this morning. Signing day came, and other things came about. And also, I got to get to Memphis, because if you're not going to come see A Christmas Carol at Theater Memphis, you're going to miss out on your friendly neighborhood idiot getting up on a stage as not just Fezziwig, not just a charity collector, but topper in the party. And it's been exhausting. An hour 14 one way, an hour 14 back every single day for 2 months. It has warmed me out. My oldest daughter, Gracie, where is she? There she is. I'm mad at this. There she is, right there, my baby, my oldest. She's playing Martha Cratchit. She's caught that theater itch. Come support her. Come support my brother, my twin brother, who's playing Scrooge. We'll be there at Theater Memphis all Christmas season. I have to get out of here as quickly as possible. I've got to do another interview with potentially documentary crew coming to my house in like 5 minutes, supposedly. So I had to get this in as quickly as possible. 30 minutes. I said I got 30 minutes, and look at me. It's 29:05 as I'm finishing up. That's pretty good. Thank you for hanging in. Sorry if it was so disjointed, but hopefully you got the gist of it. There is nothing to be surprised about. Of course, Ole Miss got left out. I'm just glad to see that they didn't get the old Ole Miss treatment that I thought was coming in South Carolina jumping them. Because head-to-head has to matter. The games you play in the regular season have to matter. Unfortunately, the loss to Kentucky was weighted more than the win over Georgia, which was the best win of all the playoff contenders, including Alabama. Our thanks to Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing. Few, if any, are doing more than Riverland Roofing in the Ole Miss NIL name, image, and likeness space. So help them out, support them. They've certainly been supporting you by helping bring players to Ole Miss, including Prince Will Umanmielen, brother of Princely Umanmielen. He's an edge from Nebraska, has gotten into the portal. Austin Simmons tweeted about him, but that's not why I say it. It's because he was one I was hearing. If he got in, watch out. Could be a potential step-in replacement for his brother opposite Santarin Perkins, who is being back-channeled by every school you can imagine, specifically Auburn, with huge NIL numbers. But Ole Miss will not let that kid walk. Well, of course, he has agents, so he could leave if he wanted to. But if it's up to just money, that kid ain't going anywhere. Ole Miss will pony up. So I know that's going to be a question. Harold Perkins, if he gets in from LSU, he's a name to watch. Ole Miss would move him back to edge. I know that. I got to give Pete Golding a lot of credit, man, because like LSU did to Harold Perkins what a lot of us wanted to do to Santarin. Move him to linebacker because he's too skinny to play edge. He's 210. But college football isn't the same demanding physical sport as far as a 210 edge can get by if he's as good as Santarin. The speed, the quickness, the moves, the power for his size. Of course, if he was 240, that would be ideal. But look what happens when you move a true star edge to a position like linebacker and he doesn't take. Harold Perkins happens. Harold Perkins was the best player, one of the very best, most talented players in college football just a couple years ago. But LSU put him at linebacker and it slowed him down because he doesn't have that lateral quickness that he necessarily needs for linebacker. So Ole Miss would be all over Harold Perkins, but Prince Will Umanmielen, that's another one to watch. Those are some names to leave you with. I'll be back later this week when life isn't so incredibly busy for me. I love doing this show more than I love doing anything else work-wise. So if you have any questions or you want to talk to me more, hit me up at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com, and Philly Vaughn 3. And when I come back later this week, I'll have slowed down. We can have a more well-rounded conversation. There was just a lot to cover today and a very short amount of time to do it, but we got it in. Thank you for joining me. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. $1 right now at the Ole Miss Spirit, or $1, omspirit.com. $1, you can sign up and get all of our stuff, including our comprehensive signing day coverage. It's crazy today. Head on over to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. I'll see you later this week. Be good to each other.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.